You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. Say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K. Show.
Michael K. is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. Let's get it out of the way. It's the most important thing of the day. It's Don LaGreca's birthday. Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Big plans today?
No, nothing. It's a Tuesday, Michael. It's tough to really do
anything. No, Don, you got to do something. You got to do something big tonight. This is a big one. You only turn 56.
Lawrence Taylor once.
You only get your LTE birthday once. You know what you should do tonight?
And
here's
this is
a hint.
One of those, you know, this is a holiday. You know what you do on holidays, right?
Yeah, well, something will happen, I'm sure. But we'll probably save whatever for the weekend.
Interesting.
You know, this weekend, though, Don, you should celebrate the way LT in his prime would celebrate. You know what I mean?
Wow. No, it's doing real well. Well, there's a lot of different ways you can go if you want to
I just meant the drugs.
All right, Mike, I'm 70.
Yeah, so no underage prostitutes, no assaulting people.
No, absolutely
not. Get ourselves into trouble early. Come on.
Now, Don, I do want to say I will at some point today be putting up my beautiful Instagram post for you. I did one for Michael. He didn't even acknowledge it.
I didn't see it.
Those are the kind of friends you don't even need. You know what I mean, Don?
I don't live on Instagram like you.
Yeah, but you should have seen that I tagged you on your birthday and commented, hey, thanks,
pal. I would have to be on Instagram to see it.
You don't even open it?
Every now and then.
Well, the moment was lost. It was a beautiful, It was a multi-picture gallery of Michael. It doesn't even see it.
And thanks to Yes, they had a really gorgeous recent picture of me into like a happy birthday card, which I thought was nice. And then they showed that old picture of me with my LT jersey and my mustache and my mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know who turned 70 today?
I was going to say Peter Gabriel turned, I think, 74.
No, more important to you.
Oh, well, Howie Rose
turned 70 today.
I share a birthday with Howie Rose, Peter Gabriel, and Kim Novak.
Kim Novak's still with us?
I believe she is. I think she's deep into her 80s. But there was a time, Peter.
No, I wouldn't sign up for that, Peter.
What?
You wouldn't?
Deep into my 80s? No. There's
no, I thought you wouldn't
trade. Oh, you
Novak
wouldn't trade. You wouldn't take
the
trade. Got it.
Take a look at the old pictures of Kim. She back in from the...
What's her name? Kim what now?
Kim Novak. Novak.
Steve Novak's mom used to play for the Knicks. Now, speaking of the Knicks, that was tough. That was tough. So it was the Knicks' second loss against a team under 500. So they're 22-2. And unfortunately, because of all the injuries that they've sustained, they are giving back some of the lengths they gained when they were red hot. They're undermanned. And they might be even more undermanned for tomorrow's game against the Magic because DiVincenzo had to leave the game with 5 minutes left because of a hamstring. Played a lot of minutes in that game. Now, we'll talk about all the injuries, but you know, they got robbed of a chance to at least go to overtime. Now, because without DiVincenzo and how depleted they are, there's no guarantee they go into overtime and they win. But a foul call on a desperation three-point heave, which the officials an hour after the game was over said, listen, we got that wrong. But like my dad used to say, sorry doesn't fix the lamp. It just aggravates you that they admit they got it wrong. And this young official has gotten things wrong before. He got wrong a LeBron James call last year. But this one was egregious at the end of the game. And you just wonder, how do you miss something like that? There wasn't a foul there. There's just, I mean, was there lower body contact? Yes, it did knock the shooter off his feet. It was after the shot.
It had nothing.
No impact whatsoever on the heave. That's a tough game to at least not have a chance to win in overtime.
Well, I thought Ed Cohen had a great tweet last night where he said, has a player ever been granted three free throws after switching hands to fire a one-handed three-pointer while using the other hand to ward off the defender whose arms were straight up, all while landing safely with enough momentum to backpedal into the backcourt? I mean, it was a great description of all the reasons why you don't make that call. And this is what frustrates you if you're a Knicks fan. You think that a call like that would go against one of the big teams competing for a championship? Like, that's still, as much as I think the Knicks deserve their respect, that there are still certain segments that just don't believe this is a contender. I mean, I just can't believe you're going to give the Rockets the benefit of the doubt there with everything that's going on.
Well, and the Rockets
and
got
shouldn't even be that close anyway.
Throughout the whole game. I mean, they were the free throw line three times more than the Knicks. So the Rockets in Houston should not be a big home court advantage that it sways the officials. And that's just an awful game. Now, the Knicks have, you know, some blame themselves that they have to embrace. They fell behind by 19. Then they fell behind by 11 going into the fourth quarter. They made it tough on themselves. Brunson had a rough game, but I give him credit. He kept grinding and finally hit that shot to tie it up before they called the foul on him. A three-shot foul that I think two were hit, and that's it. Then the Knicks lose a game, and now, you know, we talked going into the stretch, well, the Knicks have to win, you know, one or two games. Well, that's a pretty good Orlando team. There's no gimme that they're going to win that game in Orlando tomorrow, and if any team ever needed an all-star break, it's the Knicks.
Mm.
Now, the one positive thing that came out of yesterday before the game, you know, Thibodeau was talking about, you know, they've put together some kind of plan to get Randall back. But, you know, you've got Randall out. You've got Anunoby out. Now you've got DiVincenzo, who's been a workhorse. He might be out with a hamstring injury. You still have Mitchell Robinson out. Listen, I will not rip the Knicks if they lose these games. I just can't. Now, they were aided yesterday, the Rockets, by the officials' call. But the Knicks didn't play a great game. They're not a great team right now. They are depleted. You cannot compete in the NBA by having your players play so many minutes and push them like you did with DiVincenzo. And I'm not ripping Thibodeau for doing this. He's trying to win games. You want to finish in the top four in the East. That might be slipping away for the Knicks. It just might be because of the injuries, the length of time these players are going to be out, and it's hard to win without your best players. And the Knicks are without most of their good players, and now the bench is playing starter minutes. And that's where it hurts. Now, if you want to feel good about things, just envision, well, these guys are going to get back at some point. And when they do, the guys that are holding it down right now, those are the guys that are going to be coming up the bench. And that's going to be a nice look for the Knicks. But how far will they drop by then?
Yeah, that's the problem. Because right now, Milwaukee's won a couple of games in a row. So maybe Doc is starting to gain some traction there. Boston's running away with the East already.
Yeah, but they'll get stopped by the Nets tonight. They play the Nets twice in the next couple of days.
The Cavaliers are hot. What was I haven't looked by at one point. When did they win, like 18 of 19 games, something ridiculous like that? So
yeah,
so
they did
hot.
Lose yesterday.
18-20.
You know,
they lost
so
yesterday.
You know, still 18-20 is terrific. And then you take a look at the Sixers are only a half game back of the Knicks. If they ever get Embiid back before the Knicks straighten things up, you know, how much would that stink, even with all the things, the positive transactions, and how you're going to feel about this team later in the season, if they still have to go into the playoffs as a 5 seed and have to do all the work on the road? That's tough.
And it might even be worse than a 5 seed, Don. If these guys don't get back, you are going to lose games against under 500 teams,
yeah.
And you're going to lose games against better teams. You just are. As great as Jalen Brunson is, he can't do this himself.
No, he can't.
He just can't.
No way.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you can't get these guys back, at least a solid portion, Michael, you could just end up as basically playing as bad as these teams that you think you should be beating.
Yes.
It becomes an impossible task. They're not the Knicks. How many players? I mean, Brunson, you need at least Brunson and Hartenstein and DiVincenzo, right? You need some combination of power. They can't do it without basically any of them or Brunson alone and expect to win any games.
Let's listen to our good buddy Kendrick Perkins, who, other KP. Than James Dolan, loves the Knicks.
Right.
He was on First Take, and he was asked, were the Knicks robbed?
Hell yeah, they was robbing. That was one of the worst calls I've seen in NBA history, even when I was playing. When it comes down to it, I watched that entire basketball game. The officials messed up a great basketball game. It was physical. Guys were going at it. The Knicks were down double figures. They came back. They were going toe-to-toe. Dylan Brooks junked up the game. Him and Jalen Brunson got into it. Dylan Brooks knocking down the tray ball. Jalen Brunson clutch shot to tie the game. And all of a sudden it comes to this. And I don't want to hear the explanation after the game and the officials admitting that they were wrong. They knew they was wrong when they actually had to go review it and see how much time was on the clock. At the end of the day, this was bad for the game last night. It was one of the worst calls I've seen in NBA history, and they should have let this thing play it out. It was a physical game all game long. How do you call that?
That's a little aggressive, one of the worst calls in NBA history. What I don't like about the replay rules, and I'm not somebody who wants 100 replay, you can't give a team one challenge. So he challenged something earlier, Thibodeau. He couldn't challenge that call. I mean, one challenge? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, there should be something in place where when you get into the final minute or the final 30 seconds, whatever, that it could be just up to the booth or up to the officials at that point. Just so you don't run into that situation where something could have been easily cleared up had there been a challenge.
Now, here is Steve Javy, the former NBA official who works with ESPN. He was on with Barton Hahn, and he said that the referee that made the call had a momentary lapse of focus.
What happens is you have a momentary loss of concentration because you have to know the situation. You know it's a tie ball game. You see the ball, the clock running down, the ball gets thrown out, and you know you have that feeling in desperation time because it's a second left. And you can't really guess on a play. You can't have a doubt on a play because what's the worst case scenario? You go to overtime and the guys decide it. And that's the thing. But what happens every once in a while, you get that brain cramp and you get that loss of concentration. That's exactly what happened.
So there you have it. One,
guys, this is so fixable. No, this is just, we've talked about this before, but you already have people in Secaucus, right? Why can't someone just immediately, like in the last 2 minutes of games, everything's being reviewed in Secaucus, and when they see an egregious call like that, or doesn't matter, after that call you have a 45-second pause before the free throws, they review it, they would have immediately said, we got it wrong, it's not a foul. Well, why not? We have the technology for it. Why end a game on a ludicrous call that anybody with their plain eyesight can see should not have been a foul? This is very fixable.
And I'm sorry, listen, you may be right that it was just a lapse of focus, but how can you consider yourself a professional when you have a lapse of focus
in that
spot? Everybody knows is the final moment of the game? Like, if you have a lapse of focus, you know, in a second quarter of a 20-point game, okay, maybe it's still unforgivable for a professional, but you're like, all right, I guess I somewhat can understand it, but everybody's got to gain their focus on what you know is going to be the last play of the game to decide the game. How is it then that you lose focus?
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. We go to Danny in Orlando to start it off. Danny.
Danny.
Hey, how you guys doing? Last night just showed the continuance of the disrespect that Jalen Brunson gets. He's a superstar. I don't care what anybody says. And that would not have been called against someone like LeBron.
No way.
Or Giannis or Jokic. It's just he gets disrespect. And if you look, Jason Tatum is an undisputed superstar in most people's opinion. Mm-hmm. If you look at Jalen Brunson's numbers compared with Jason Tatum, they're pretty damn close.
But I would tell you this, Danny. I essentially agree with your premise. But this same official that got this call wrong made a similar call against LeBron last year. So I think he's not looking at who the player is. He's just obviously not a great official because LeBron got jobbed by him last year. So who's a bigger star than LeBron? I would essentially agree that Jalen Brunson doesn't get the superstar treatment, but that was not the case yesterday. I think it was just an inept official. Spike in St. Pete. Spike.
Hey, boys, I got to tell you something. That was the worst call since the 1972 Russian Olympics. You remember that one, Michael, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Doug Collins never took that silver medal, if I'm correct, or bronze medal. And Peter, I think it was you that said it, and I apologize if I'm wrong. And my best friend played D1 ball, and he says to me every time, we go over every game for 60-something years, it's a dream come true with your childhood buddy, and he says to me, why can't they have one guy, not three, one guy in Secaucus or on the moon, just look at the play with a 60-second clock ticking down and make the final decision and live with it. Because if you go two out of three, you might have someone different. Just go with that one guy. First of all, they're patronizing the public by going over to that 32-inch television. They're only looking to reset time. And that wasn't that the Super Bowl was played last night. That was more like football than basketball. And I like 90s basketball. You know that, Michael. But I'm telling you, They can't play with three starters out. The whole front line is out, which is 60% of their rebounds. Houston's got a great coach. He teaches them to play that way. He did that in Philly. He did that in Boston. He did that, I think he was with the Nets. And they were missing Fred VanVleet. This kid Brooks, he's a bear, man. He is a terrific player, and he makes that corner three at 40%. But he was playing tackle football with Brunson. Was took 16 shots in the paint last night. And the Knicks got 12 free throws.
Right, and the Rockets had over 30. So, and the Rockets were the ones that were playing, you know, physical basketball. So, you know, it's funny when you read social media, right away people saying, well, the fix is in. You know, you have to watch out for these officials, blah, blah, blah. Listen, he had a bad game. The officials had a bad game, and they immediately said they got it wrong. I don't want to get into a conspiracy theory. Why the Rockets? Why was it shifted toward the Rockets that game? And the Knicks did come back. They did come back in the game. And there's no guarantee they would have won in overtime. I'm upset about it, too. I'm not going to go crazy. Because right now, wins are so hard to come by with the Knicks. Very hard to come by. They don't have a full complement of players. And so when you have an opportunity to maybe win a game, you want to grab it. But remember, they didn't play well. They were down by 19 in the first half. They were down by 11 in the fourth quarter. They did not play well against an under 500 team.
I mean, by the way, it's a tied game at that point, right? So it's not like they were up two and this gave them three free throws to lose. So it's not, you can't go as far as some people are going, but I certainly understand the frustration because no matter how many times you watch it in slow motion, you just see there's no significant contact.
They were significantly outplayed in the fourth quarter, and that shouldn't happen. Even a depleted Knick team should have taken care of the Rockets. That's why I'll never say that the official cost the Knicks the game. They cost them an opportunity to win the game, but they should have never been in that situation to begin with in a tie game where a bad call could cost you the game. So it's ultimately on them, but it's still frustrating if you're a Knicks fan to know that game should have gone to overtime and you would have had a chance to win. Maybe they wouldn't. You know, the way things are going now, maybe they still would have lost the game, but you just hate to see it end that way.
Now, Alex Monaco, who does betting stuff for MSG, tweeted out, one of the worst officiated games I've seen in years. Didn't help the betting line. It didn't help that the betting line reflected Rockets had big money come in late. Line went from +4 to a pick 'em in the last hour.
Whoa.
See, that's the stuff.
That's the stuff you worry about.
Now, do I
that's,
think
that's? That's I thought this was going to be a nothing burger. It went from +4 to pick 'em in the last hour?
Yeah, and he's the host of the better half on MSG.
That's rough.
Now the last
now would you
hour,
want
no. the last hour of the game or the last hour before the
before
game?
Last the hour game. Before the game.
God, man, because
that's a bad.
I don't believe the game's fixed, but that doesn't help my argument when evidence like that comes in.
No, it's not what you want.
No.
Let's go to Anthony in the car. Anthony.
Hey fellas, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh,
hey,
my
Pooch.
God.
Dear
Loki,
God.
Be quiet. Don, happy birthday. I hope
Anthony.
Spent it doing the best thing that you the thing you love to do most, shoveling.
I did shovel today, yes.
Me too. Anyway, talking about the game last night, yes, it was on the ref. It wasn't a foul. But that is such a low percentage shot that he's going to make at the last minute.
Exactly.
Why contest it in the way that he did?
And you know what, Anthony? That's not a bad question. That's not a
right.
You know,
it's
you get
such
caught.
A
I mean, people,
percentage
people.
Shot.
But Anthony, people do hit shots from that spot. So I mean,
I get it.
He contested in a way that he really didn't touch him. But he did right. run full speed at him, so that gets the officials' attention. I get it.
Like,
it's not
a
bad question.
Just a closeout, even just a closeout would have been fine. I think.
I mean, I
the
will
fact
say
that
though,
he left his feet.
You don't like leaving their feet, Anthony. You don't like him leaving his feet, but in this version of the NBA, is that really that crazy a shot to hit? People hit those shots.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, they
you're
go
right.
off. They go
it was
in.
Just a question.
No, it's a fair question.
I didn't know.
It's a
but
good
it was
question,
such an egregious
Anthony,
foul. I think everybody, including Brunson, probably figured this is probably a safe way to defend it. Not going to call the foul, but if he just lays out and he hits it, what are we saying? Come on, you got to go out there. You got to cover the guy. You got to defend him.
Let's go to Fran in Massapequa.
Hey, love you guys. You guys Thanks, do a great man. Job. Thank I appreciate I appreciate 2 seconds that you give me if you do.
Sure.
And happy birthday to the big guy.
That's right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday to the big guy, really. I mean, you guys do a good job. Happy birthday. I hope you have a million more, brother.
That would be nice.
All right. All right, because I'm going to blow up. Now I'm going to blow up here. I'm going to, not on you guys, but I'm going to blow up here. First okay. of all, that foreign guy, and I hope that's not a bad thing to say. I hope you can
Probably
say
is.
That.
But go ahead.
I know. But anyway, he's walking all over the court. They don't call it. The last call was right. The game was horribly officiated. But I'm going to tell you something. We got a guy on our team who gives not 100%, not 200%, 300%. He's right. absolutely everybody's hero, Brunson. There ain't a New Yorker that don't like the guy. It's time the NBA now. He's not a backup on Dallas. He's the starter for the New York Knicks. This guy's getting fouled all the time, and I'm sick of it. Because basketball's one of them games, it's like hockey. You can annoy guys. You can do certain things that really annoy players. And I'm telling you right now, if I was on the Knicks, all right, if I was on the Knicks and you do, and matter of fact, I was on teams and I played a little bit of hockey. You messed with my guy, all right, and I took you out, and that was it. If I got thrown out of the game, I got thrown out of the game. I didn't severely hurt the guy, but I let the guy, or the guy right in his face and let him know, you mess with my guy, you're going down. So the bottom line is this team's got to get a little more toughness. I just love everything about it, but the referees are horrible. They this guy, I remember Iverson used to get pushed around. He'd go underneath, and it's some about these little guys, they let him get pushed around, and they just, I'm tired of it. This guy is an awesome player. We got some real big issues with injuries. And this guy gives his heart and soul, and I love him. And the referees better give this guy the respect that every superstar in the league gets. Thank you so much for the time.
Friend, there's a couple of things, and we thank you for the call. He's not getting abused. He's not getting the calls. But you're acting as if he's getting undercut or they're playing dirty against him. You have to be physical against a guy who's smaller. I think that's a smart defense. Your argument is he's not getting the respect. Great, but you're advocating, well, there should be a Nick that goes after, like Brooks yesterday, because he's guarding him hard. No, they're guarding him fair, and when they foul him, he should get the calls. But I'm you guys watch the game. You think he's getting beaten up? No, I don't think he's getting beaten up at all.
I think he plays a physical game. He takes charges, but I don't look like anybody's taking advantage of him.
Right.
I don't feel like the Knicks are being taken advantage of. He plays a lunch pail hard game, physical game. You got to like that about him, but I don't look at him as somebody that needs to be protected.
Not
he doesn't,
at all.
He doesn't need a police officer out there like in hockey to take care of the star. He can take care of himself. I think he deserves calls the way superstars get them. I believe the Knicks probably aren't looked upon as that team yet, but I don't see them getting pushed around.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey.
Oh,
tonight at UBS, Islanders take on the Kraken with coverage starting at 7 right here on 98.7.
Got to win that game.
The Nets host the Celtics at 7:30, and the Devils are in Nashville to face the Predators at 8. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Mm-hmm. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew. Try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Peter, tell us about BetterHelp.
You know what? I'd be glad to. And shout out to all the good people from Tullamore Dew we saw the other day at Plot Deutsch. Guys, this message here is brought to you by BetterHelp. A common misconception about good relationships that they must be easy. Sometimes the best relationships have conflict. Despite the conflicts, though, friends, wait for it, Anthony, persevere. Talk They talk through disagreements. They talk through problems. They don't quit on each other. The thing is, sometimes you need help to do so. And therapy can be the perfect place to deal with all those relationships, whether it's your romantic relationship, work relationships, friend relationships, or your relationship with yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. Oh, and by the way, this isn't even in the commercial. I'm just telling you the truth. Have you seen how hard it is to try to get an appointment with a therapist these days? It's so challenging. Not at BetterHelp. It's suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, all right? Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Nets play tonight against the Celtics, two games against the Celtics in a row. And it's funny because I think the Nets, who are, you know, trying to at least get into the play-in, I think they have the fifth easiest schedule the rest of the way. And that includes two games against the Celtics. So you can only imagine that after the Celtic games get off the schedule, they're going to have one of the easiest schedules in all of the NBA. So maybe they have a chance, especially if Ben Simmons remains healthy, because he's a difference maker. He really is. But to say if he remains healthy, that's a huge if. 1-800-919-3776. Artie in Fairlawn. Talk to us, Artie.
Hey, Michael, Bilal and Pierre, how are you guys?
What's going on?
I want to talk about, you were talking about the Knicks, and Michael, maybe I missed it, but you failed to leave out somebody who's been playing amazing this year that's not, hasn't played the last two games, Hartenstein. I know you mentioned Mitchell Robinson, but Hartenstein's been unbelievable this year.
Well, I agree, and, you know, missing him the last couple of games means, you know, all of a sudden, Jericho Sims is playing well, although he didn't play poorly, and we thank you for the call, and, you know, Taj Gibson had a play, and he, you know, obviously Hartenstein is huge. I mean, we didn't mention him because he only missed a couple of games, but that Achilles worries me because he missed some games earlier and rested, and it didn't get better. It immediately got injured again, so it's something to look out for, because we don't know when Mitchell Robinson is getting back, but Hartenstein has been a huge part of what they're doing. Huge part.
Yeah.
Let's go to Griffin in Connecticut.
Oh, here he is to bring it.
Hey, first off, happy birthday to the voice of the Rangers, Don Juan LaGreca.
Wow, that's
right. Thank you very much.
Second off, with game time, St. John's is playing tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Again, who failed us?
Who failed us?
Nobody. No, wait a second. Nobody failed. The way St. John's is playing, they are not getting on game time.
I know.
They get on game time.
You're unbelievable.
They need to start winning some games that they want to make.
They're letting their tournament hopes slip away.
Yeah, the elite they list are. is known as game time. Come on.
That's right.
Peter, you're 100% right. We have to do something because that call in yesterday's game, it's not going to be like the last time this is going to happen in the NBA again. It's going to happen again. And why do we only have one challenge? Because if we make a mistake, we lose our timeout and then we don't have the challenge for the rest of the game. But if we do well, then we can keep our challenge. Don't we have two challenges in the MLB and don't we have two challenges in the NFL?
And also with MLB, Griffin, and we thank you for the call, in the last two innings of a game, after the seventh inning, even if you don't have a challenge left, if you've used it, you can ask the umpires to look, and they will. So to have no recourse whatsoever in just one challenge, it kind of smells a little bit. Well, it's not a good look.
Because everybody's so paranoid of adding replay. Like they're half pregnant when it comes to replay. They want it, but then if you start asking for more challenges, start having a chance for Secaucus or Toronto or wherever the central area is to look at it, like everybody's petrified that you're adding more replay. All we're asking for is kind of like the Galarraga rule, right, Michael, where you have a final play of a game. Remember when his perfect game was ruined by a bad call? That you can go to the central office to look at it and say, no, this is incorrect. You don't do it in the second quarter. You don't do it in the first inning. You don't do it in the first period. But when something happens that is at the end of the game, can't you institute that in the sport? Like the Colorado perfect game. Like what happened last night in the Knick game. Why can't you have that?
Can the NBA also do something different? The officials going over to a little Philco. What can they see on that screen? Well, what are we doing? It's like the 1930s. You can't see anything on a 32-inch screen.
But everybody's
it's such a bad look, too. They spin the TV around. It's so like 1994.
Well, I mean, it happens at hockey when they have the offside. They want the linesman to look at it, so they look at a tablet.
Ridiculous. What can you see on a tablet?
Well, I mean, but you have, like, the NHL has Toronto, and baseball has Secaucus. You have the central area where baseball has, where's baseball's again?
Down in Chelsea.
Chelsea, right. Chelsea, I knew it was somewhere in New York, and the NBA's got Secaucus. That you can just have, you got people, big screen televisions, to take a look at that in real time and just buzz it. It doesn't take that long. If you really want to do something with replay, because you think it's too much, it delays the game, it takes the fun out of the crowd and everything, then you put a ridiculously low limit on it. You've got 30 seconds to decide if it's the right call. Because if it takes longer than 30 seconds, it shouldn't be reviewable in the first place. Sitting there looking at it for 5 minutes, did his foot come off the bag or not? If it takes that long, that's when replay, ridiculous.
What worries me about an NBA replay? It's subjective. Like, if a guy didn't get to first base before the ball, you could see it for the most part. But there was contact on that play. So, I mean, to the letter of the law, they could say that was a foul. It's just difficult.
Oh, listen, I'm with you. As much as the Knicks got jobbed on that, I don't think fouls should be reviewable. I don't think pass interference should be reviewable. I don't think goaltender interference should be reviewable. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
Did the puck cross the line? Is the ball fair or foul? That's easy.
Right.
That doesn't take my opinion or any expertise. Anybody should be able to tell you, is there white between the goal line and the puck? But when you start getting into, was he interfered with? Is that a penalty? That's where I think it gets very, very dicey.
I don't know if you saw this, Peter. So Sportico just put this out on Twitter. So CBS said through all of its different ways that you could view the game, 125 million.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the most watched television event since the moon landing in 1969. But 125 in 1969, that was pretty big deal. But
by the way, that sounds impressive when you compare it to the moon landing. I just want to say.
Yes. But the Usher halftime show, according to the NFL, averaged 129.3 million. So 4 million people popped in just to see Usher, and then they turned the game off.
That is wild.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
Did you also hear that Justin Bieber was asked by Usher to make an appearance and,
I heard,
quote unquote, just wasn't feeling it?
Oh.
All love with him and Usher, he just wasn't feeling it.
Well, I know it sounds pompous, Peter, but if you're not feeling it, should you perform in front of 129 million people?
No. No. And and listen, they're very close. They've been very close since Justin was a little kid. And I'm sure if he'd been feeling it, he would have done it. But maybe he just feels like it's one thing he wants to do. Maybe he hopes to do it one day and just feels like it would be lame to pop out with him. Maybe he just isn't in a great space to perform right now. He had been dealing with some medical stuff on his last tour, so maybe he's just like not there for it.
He's coming off his victory at the All-Star game with the Austin Matthews team.
That's right. Maybe he's still just reeling from that.
Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reporting that ESPN and the College Football Playoff are in agreement on a six-year, $7.8 billion rights extension pending the CFP resolving all of its outstanding issues. Boy, ESPN's getting rights, man. Getting rights.
Mm.
And the playoff's going to be longer now, too. It's going to involve more teams.
And that makes sense. I don't like adding the teams to March Madness, but this makes sense. Because there was a legitimate claim to the teams that were knocked out of the running last year. But if you add to, what are they going to add it to? 8? 10? I forget what the number is. If you're the last team when they expand to it, do you have as much of a claim as, you know, Georgia did last year? They could have legitimately won the national championship.
Right, right.
You know, when you're knocked out of the top four, but when you expand it, Michael, then I think there'll be teams that feel like they got jobbed, but it won't hurt as much as this year did.
1-800-919-3776, Calvin in Washington Heights.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy birthday, Don LaGreca.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I have I was very suspicious, guys, with yesterday's line of the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks. I was paying attention to the line this morning. That morning, it was +4. And then all of a sudden, an hour, it went to +1. I'm like, hardest thing was announced out way before that. So I'm like, right. What could possibly go on? And there's no weather situation. The weather's the same. It's not football that we got to worry about the wind or baseball in Colorado or Yankee Stadium when it's humid. Everything is the same. So I'm like, what could possibly be the situation? So when you see the ending of this game, you know, I honestly, what came to my mind was the former referee head from the NBA, Tim Donahue. His story just came to my mind because that game was just very suspicious, even how it began with the line and then how the money was going to, and then, you know, just the call itself.
Well, I mean, a lot of it, when there's such an egregiously bad call that decides a game or, you know, certainly stops you from going overtime, there's going to be conspiracy theories. And well, you know, it's not for us to just shut it down. With the proliferation of gambling now, it's something that all the leagues really have to keep a close eye on because, you know, you can fix a game by getting to one official. You can. Well, I'm not saying that this game was fixed or anything like that, but it's something they have to be just diligent about. Really checking out every single one of these people and their connections and their family members and who's putting what kind of money on what. But I understand people getting freaked out about it. Gambling's all over now.
Well, listen, I don't have a history of knowledge of gambling. But, you know, when I think of moments like in Raging Bull, when they had a conversation, when the line moved that much, when the money moved that much, they had to have a conversation. Is something going on here? If you go back to the 1919 Black Sox scandal, what alerted them? That the line moved, the favorite changed. What's going on? Why are the Reds all of a sudden the favorite? Something's going on here. Like, we are so in touch. They're in bed now with gambling. All these sports. Shouldn't the commissioner or should there be somebody within these leagues that say when a line moves that dramatically, we've got to look into this?
Maybe they are looking into it.
Yeah, maybe they are. They don't say anything.
Yeah, they don't say anything, but maybe they are looking into it.
But Hartenstein was ruled out at 6:30, guys.
Who was?
Hartenstein.
Yeah, that shouldn't move the line 4 points.
Come on, we're talking people. No. Peter, when we're talking to Joe Fortenball, the starting quarterbacks don't move the line by exactly. 3 or 4. So no offense to Hartenstein.
No, I love the Hartenstein, but it shouldn't. Correct.
All right, so I hope because you know back in the day you could just the NFL could say, well, we don't pay attention to the line, even though we knew they were lying about it, but they always had that stance. You can't do that. And then there's FanDuel commercials throughout the Super Bowl. You just can't do it.
Albert Breer, on top of what Marshan reported, said essentially, Marshan said 6 year, $7.8 billion rights fee. This is, and Breer goes, this is for 11 games each year. So there's $118 million per game. And remember, Peacock paid the NFL $110 million for a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Does college football get that kind of ratings? I guess it does.
I think that game does. When you get to that deep in the playoffs, right?
Right.
Now, could it get... Now, what game are we talking? There's 11.
It's all the playoff games.
So, could any of those games get a bigger rating than what Kansas City and Miami would have gotten on national television when that game was on Peacock? Or wherever it was? I guess it was Peacock. I guess it could, depending on who's involved in it.
It's hard. I mean, college football is big, but college football doesn't scratch the surface of the NFL.
No, but there are, and again, you don't know about the matchups, but is it possible if you got a playoff game in college football that involved Notre Dame, could that beat like a Charger, Jacksonville playoff wild card game? I think it could.
On a streaming service? I don't know if it could beat it on an over-the-air game.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, I don't know.
If for some reason you got Notre Dame USC, which is a huge rivalry,
mm-hmm.
and got it in the playoffs, I think that would do a bigger number than a Charger Jaguar wild card game or a Texan Titan wild card game. Don't you, Peter? I know you're not a big college football guy, but come on. You get Notre Dame involved. That's like getting the Cowboys involved, right? That's getting people fired up.
It's Cowboys or Jays.
Hey, do you want to experience an inflammation of money and happiness?
Yes.
Watch your bank account grow with an extra pep in your step? Well, catch Jovia-itis, a side effect of not-for-profit banking with Jovia Financial Credit Union. When you bank with Jovia, you may see an increase in savings, growing checking account balances, and reduced rates on loans. Symptoms may include greater happiness, reduced stress, and general feelings of financial freedom. Join Jovia and start spreading the wealth.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, it's pond hockey season on Long Island, and ESPN New York wants you to be a part of the action. Head to ESPNNewYork.com or the ESPN New York app for your chance to win a 60-minute time slot at the outdoor synthetic rink in the park at UBS Arena. I tell you what, Peter and I were stunned that you could actually skate on the synthetic stuff, but you can. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's wild. It does not feel like with your shoes on that it would be possible to skate on.
But it is. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry, join the New York Islanders for some fun in February. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for every thrilling matchup. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/Feb. Let's go to John and Tom's River. Johnny.
Hi, Michael.
Hello,
Hi,
John.
Peter. Don, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Just give me like 20 seconds. I'm going to give you career coaching stats and just tell me how this you guys feel about it. Ready? 2001 through 2004, four straight championship games, go 1-3, and then lose the Super Bowl. You're in five Super Bowls, and you've gone down 10 points in every game, and you win three Super Bowls only because you have the greatest quarterback of all time in Patrick Mahomes. That's Andy Reid's coaching resume. So I'd like to hear you guys talk about that because I think he's not really Hall of Fame worthy if it weren't for Patrick Mahomes.
No, well, see, you think that Bill Belichick was Hall of Fame worthy without Tom Brady?
John, so you're going to tell me that Donovan McNabb is close to Patrick Mahomes?
No, not at all. I'm saying
But he got Donovan McNabb to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he got Donovan McNabb the four straight championship games and a Super Bowl. So you choose to look at the glass half empty and say that, you know, the Patrick Mahomes carried him. Why can't you look at the glass half full and say that Andy Reid carried Donovan McNabb to four straight championship games? Then he upgraded at quarterback, and now he's winning the championship games and winning the Super Bowls.
And also, why can't you look at it this way? Because nobody looks at it this way with Belichick and Brady. Maybe Belichick had something to do with Brady being as great as he is. Maybe Patrick Mahomes landed in the perfect spot to sit behind Alex Smith for a year and learn from an offensive genius. I mean, if you're doubting... I think his name was Patrick. If you're doubting
John,
if you're doubting John Patrick, that this guy's a Hall of Famer, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
There's no question. Now, if you wanted to have that same argument about Bill Belichick, then you would use, well, what did he do in Cleveland? Only won one playoff game in Cleveland, and what did he do after Tom left? Only went to the playoffs once and got destroyed. I still wouldn't agree with that, but at least you'd have something to hang your hat on. You're going to kill Andy Reid for going to four straight championship games with Donovan McNabb?
That's unbelievable.
I don't want to kill Donovan McNabb. He was a very good quarterback, but he was able to go to four straight championship games and a Super Bowl, and now he clearly upgraded at quarterback, and now is winning those games, and you decide to look at it as that Patrick Mahomes is carrying Andy Reid, and that Andy Reid has nothing to do with it?
And the fact that he also brings up that they fell behind by 10 points in each game. Look at the Patriots Super Bowl wins. There was one by double digits. The rest of them was by Vinatieri or Guskowski. I mean, they were all close. I mean, now we're judging on style. They have three Super Bowl trophies because of the guy.
And I will say this, too. And listen, Patrick Mahomes won the MVP, and he deserved for that final drive. That defense was just as responsible for that win.
I agree.
You know, agree. So it was a team effort up.
I don't want to cast aspersions. But I knew the call was going left when the guy referred to him as Patrick McHomes.
Really?
Yeah. He called him Patrick McHomes.
Let's go to Dove in Passaic.
Hi, Dove.
Dove.
Hey, Dove.
Hello.
All right, I hope he's still with us.
You know what? I'm glad he wasn't there.
Because
the line of what he was going to talk about was bordering on acid.
What was it?
Why do you think that Juan Soto is going to make such a big difference for the Yankees? He didn't help the Padres last year. Yeah, that was on him. A .420 on base percentage. The year before he helped them.
Yeah, but it's your fault for trying to. That's what you get with baseball calls.
This is baseball, Susan. Isn't it possible, Michael, that Juan Soto could have an incredible season and the Yankees, have a little bit of a better season and don't win a championship?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's possible.
And you can have the greatest... Mike Trout's going to the Hall of Fame on a carpet, and he has never won a playoff game.
Right, but I'm saying the Yankees are very good. You know, but it was, they didn't win the championship when their best player, you know, hit 60 plus home runs.
Oh, he's back. Let's see what let's let him make his point. Dove, try to justify this, Dove.
I'm so sorry. I pressed the wrong button. I want to give you a very big compliment. I really thoroughly enjoyed your coverage before the Super Bowl and after the Super Bowl. It was really, truly good radio.
Thank you.
I have a question for Michael. My question to you is that 2023 San Diego Padres, they were 82-80. They had Juan Soto, Manny Machado, they had Tatis, they had Ha-Seong Kim, and they had Bogarts. They had this NL Cy Young Award winner and a great closer. How does Juan Soto joining the Yankees, how does that make a difference?
Well, you think they won 82-80 because of Juan Soto? The year before, they won 100-some-odd games and went to the playoffs. So you're right. Picking and choosing when Juan Soto wasn't on a winning team. Well, the Yankees won 82-80 without Aaron Judge. So let's say he's there the whole year, and you added Juan Soto, who through his age 24 season is one of the greatest players of all time statistically, with a .421 on base percentage. Yeah, Dove, I think he's going to be fine. And I think there were a lot of problems in San Diego last year. The manager didn't really get along with the players. The players didn't get along with each other. That wasn't on Juan Soto, Dove.
Well, I hope you're right.
And Dove, he also won a World Series in Washington. So it's not like the kid can't win. I mean, don't paint him as a great player that can't win. He won as a kid in Washington. So listen, nothing's guaranteed. This isn't basketball where one guy can make that big of a difference. It's baseball. There's been tons of great seasons and great players that didn't win. But I like the Yankees' chances with him as opposed to without him.
I mean, to put it, What happened with the Padres last year on him? He supposedly didn't get along with Tatis. Tatis didn't get along with him. Machado didn't get along with anybody. So let's relax.
But if Soto was a great player that just happened to be on lousy teams his entire career, and there's a reputation of being a cancer and not a team player, all right, then maybe we can have a conversation. But the kid won a World Series. The Padres were great the year before. Beat the Mets in the playoffs. Yeah, so let's not paint a picture that you can't win with Juan Soto. He may not win, but don't paint him out to be somebody that is all stats and no substance. I don't know what the motivation was there.
You know what else Juan Soto does? We haven't even brought this up this much. You know how many games Juan Soto played last year? Take a guess.
I think 162, if I'm not mistaken.
162. Mm. The guy is hardly ever out of the lineup. Wants to play all the time. 162. I don't know if the Yankees will allow it, but he played in 162 games. I think the Yankees are quite fortunate they made this trade. Despite losing their pitching depth and Michael King, they got one of the greatest players for the age 24 season in the history of baseball, and you're going to question that.
The only question about the deal is that it's only possibly for 1 year.
Right, that's it.
And if you want to complain about that,
that's a big question, though.
Have at it. That's a legitimate concern because you gave up assets for a guy that may only be here 1 year, and if the Yankees don't win and he signs someplace else, it's not going to look great.
Well, let me ask Peter this.
That's a real risk.
Okay. It's a risk you take, though. Let's say you were a single man, mm-hmm. and Rihanna was a single woman, mm-hmm. and she wanted to date you, but it was probably just for 1 year. She wasn't going to marry you. Would you turn it down?
I actually think this is a horrible comment.
Yeah, because what did Peter give up for that shot?
He didn't give up anything. He didn't have to give up Michael King. Nothing. Would you do it?
You give up nothing.
Right. And you get to date Rihanna for a year.
And you hope that she'll stick around at the end.
Right. And if she doesn't, it's one of the greatest years of your life.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't give up anything, then sure.
Well, but the Yankees, I mean, as much as I like the players they gave up, especially Michael King, 1,000 times out of 1,000 times you give up those players for 1 year.
But you can't. It's still not going to look good if you go 82-80 this year and then you lose him in free agency.
Oh, absolutely. But what if you win the World Series and you lose him in free agency?
Oh, well, then obviously there's different grades of failure depending on how you want to look at it. It's hard for me to say it wasn't worth it if you go to a World Series.
Right. Well, I mean, if they go 82-80, the whole thing was terrible.
No, but the whole thing was terrible. But I'm sorry, Michael, you can't paint the picture. I'm sorry. You can't paint the picture that if it doesn't work out, Well, hey, you know, give him an A for trying. It still will look bad. You got to own that. You got to own the bat. You're taking a risk.
But I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, do you not take that? Do you not make that trade, Don? Because you think you might lose him after 1 year? Answer me that. Do you not make that trade?
No, I think it's worth making the trade.
Well, then that's all there is to it.
But there's no risk.
If you lose him, you lose him.
But you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. Like, I took a risk and it doesn't work out. It's like, oh, I'm good.
Well, there has
to be pain with risk. But then it's no risk.
They didn't give up Sandy Koufax. They didn't give up their top prospect. They didn't give up Spencer Jones. So they gave up pitching depth.
I get it.
Drew Thorpe is going to hurt. Michael King could hurt. Kyle Higashioka's not making this team this year.
But you can't say there's risk, and then if it doesn't work out, well, we're good.
There's no risk. You have him for a year. The risk is that you don't have him for 10 years. Okay, you live with it.
Right.
But doesn't it seem like you're trying to paint a picture that there's like no frustration if they don't win? You're trying to have your cake and eat it too. If you're taking a risk, that means there's got to be hurt or anxiety at the end of it.
Did I say they're taking a risk?
No.
Yeah, you're taking a risk.
But I never said they're taking a risk. It's a deal you have to make 100 times out of 100. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break,
please.
We like to do. And right now, I need some better help, Peter.
You know what? I'm glad you're coming to me with this message. This is a message brought to you by BetterHelp. Common misconception is that relationships are easy. As you can hear between Don and Michael right now, they're not always easy. There's conflict. But friends do the work. They get through those disagreements. They don't quit on each other, and they persevere. Therapy can be a great place to work through relationship challenges in your life. All kinds of relationships, personal, professional, romantic. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, maybe there's a few things you want to work on this year, and relationships are one of them, or maybe it's all other stuff. You can deal with it all in therapy. BetterHelp's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, it's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate when you're looking for, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.